The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's word with simplicity and power.
Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about what God is doing in our midst? How many of you are seeing the transformation that is happening in your life? Hallelujah. Because if there's no change and transformation, then we are just wasting our time on stage. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Holy Spirit, once again, we submit to your authority. We don't want to be talkatives on stage. We want the word of life to come to your people. Father, your people have left their workplaces. They have left their homes, their jobs, their endeavors to come and sit under this prophetic and apostolic anointing. Lord, they have come, some with burdens, some with a hunger to know you more. Some have come so that the keys of destiny be granted unto them. Who but you, Holy Spirit, is able to do this? No man is able to do this. No degree of intellect is able to unlock a man's destiny. And Lord, I thank you because we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus left you with us to be a blessing. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. You are the boss. We are only puppets reflecting that which you communicate to our spirits. We are not ashamed to declare that we are inadequate without you. Lord, I cannot help anybody. If you do not help us tonight, then there is no hope for us. But Lord, we are confident in this, that with you there is nothing we cannot do. And so it is on grounds of that confidence and by the operation of your grace, according to the measure of grace that you have granted, that we will be able to minister your word. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you confirm your words with signs for me. Let the sick be healed. Let burdens be lifted. Let eyes be opened. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as I minister, I declare that the angels of the Lord will move around this place, lifting chains and opening the eyes of men, causing impartations to come to people by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let the word of God bring wisdom. Let every stony heart become a heart of flesh. Lord, I pray that as I minister from the east gate, let the river flow. And let it cause everything that is dead to come alive. Save sinners by the convicting power of your presence. And you will take the glory. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Week after week, you show up in our midst, teaching us to be like Jesus, guiding us, helping us, instructing us in the ways of the Spirit, teaching us the principles that will make us signs and wonders. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. The secret behind this ministry, your glorious presence, the secret behind the words that we speak, riding above our frailties and limitations to bless men. And we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for everyone in this ministry. Thank you for the ministers. Thank you for the leaders. Thank you for the workers. Thank you for the members. We give you praise. Thank you because somebody's captivity will end today. Thank you because someone's eyes in the spirit will be opened today. Thank you because someone will hear the sound of the spirit for the first time tonight. Thank you because the fire of the Holy Ghost will cause a separation between light and darkness. This is the secret of God's presence. Always learn to soak in His glory. The glory of God carries power in itself. Creates the climate for the Holy Ghost to find expression. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I saw because I was in the Spirit. I saw because I was in the Spirit. Bible says, walk then in the Spirit. Just 5 minutes. Let's breathe the air of heaven. The Bible says, do not be drunk with wine, wear it in excess. He said, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Lord, we make melody to the Spirit. But the carnal mind understandeth not the things of the Spirit, because they are spiritually different. Hallelujah. John 14. Something is happening to your spirit week after week. Something is happening to your mind. See, the word of God is making you to become something. The word of God is making you to become something. You can't undo it. You have gone too far. I'm telling you, even if you try, there are some of you that cannot backslide again. You can't. The programming has gone too deep. It's like occult. It's like initiation. There is a level you get to that your soul has been sold. That's how it is. You can get into God such that you turn back and will not find the bridge to go back again. This is what God is doing to you. Hallelujah. John 14. Hallelujah. While I prepared for this meeting yesterday, I was sleeping and the Holy Ghost woke me, and He told me that one of the things that will be happening tonight is that there will be accelerated visions and insight into the Spirit. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to believe it. And so, regardless, for some of you, what you will hear tonight is not the message. You will be lost in encounters. You will just get the tape later on and find out what really happened. I don't know why, but this is the message of the Lord. And so, Lord, we let you do the things that you will do. Hallelujah. Encounters of the Spirit. When your eyes are open and you see things in the Spirit, there is a level of conviction that you have that no one can take it away from you. Hallelujah. I, John, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I saw. Tonight you will see. Lord, I pray the prayer that Elisha prayed for his servant, that his eyes will be opened and that he will see chariots. That someone here tonight will know that they who are for us are greater than they who are against us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. John 14. Now arise, O God. Come to your resting place. Solomon prayed this prayer. He said, you and the ark of your might. Let your people know that you are in the midst. 21. He that hath my commands and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, verse 22, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou would manifest yourself unto us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm teaching on obedience, a more excellent way. You need to listen to what I have to share tonight. Obedience, colon, a more excellent way. I'm seeing a vision of someone in this place. What is this that I see? I'm seeing ropes around your house. I believe this represents captivity and bondage. There's been so much stagnation and pain. Your family. But then I'm seeing an angel of the Lord walking with his sword. And it will be a sign. The Lord will touch you where you are as a sign that he's visiting your family. Lord, I pray that your fire power will come upon such a one as a symbol of the things that you are doing in the Spirit. And the Lord tells me it will be confirmed by a loud noise. A loud noise to give you glory. Thou devil of darkness, let God's people go. Please bring that lady, the one at the back. Pasika pasha. God made many lights. In the name that is above all names, beginning from you and the oppression that comes upon you, I set you free right now in the name of Jesus. There are two more people in this same condition. The Lord will bring you out by himself, for he's the Holy Ghost. Lord, go ahead, and I pray that these two people, there are two ladies. Capo Catosa Palata Prostebaria. Not when the Holy Ghost is in the house, for there is a light that shines brighter than any darkness. Bring the lady. There's one more person. Three. Papa toka pariata. Pantaka paske patikapa. Brandoka patekapaya. Thou devil of darkness, let her go, for you will not hide in the light of God's presence. This is a place of emancipation, for no darkness is able to stand in the presence of his light. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. That's what you receive when the Holy Ghost. So let hope, let it rise. Darkness trembles. The seventh count, God will set three of you free. And the Lord says the whole congregation to shout it, because he wants to teach you how to walk in the anointing. So go ahead and let's count seven. One, together. Just watch what is happening. No. Devil of darkness, for you will not stand. Let the oppression over God's people go. Let them go. The chains of darkness, come out of her right now. Come out of her right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of her by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I command that demon that has tied you and your family, let her go now. For we are upon Mount Zion, where there is deliverance. Hallelujah. I want to use, come my dear, I want to teach you something about the anointing. Come. You will minister to this lady. You believe you are anointed. You have the power of the Holy Ghost. Go and lay your hands on her. Everybody watch what happens. I
and this sign shall follow them that believe. Speak. Go ahead and speak. And these signs shall follow anyone. Anyone that believes. Anyone that believes. Freedom. Now. For your family. Listen to me. Listen. You're sitting under a kind of anointing week after week, month after month. For some of you, you are not even noticing the transformation that is happening. A day will come. I tell you, you will walk. You will not know the degree of light you carry. You may not even... This is not about ministry. This is light. For when the light of God comes upon you, you will step into darkness. And you will command doors that are closed to be opened. And you will command doors that are open to be closed. There is an agency of the Holy Ghost. As you listen, there is a programming. Unbelief is dying in your mind. Faith is rising. The audacity of the Spirit is working in you. You may not know because you are not the ones preaching. You're just sitting. You're jotting. You're writing. But then you will begin to see, because it won't take long before fruits will begin to be born. Prophesy one more time.
Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your
home. Little girl for me. Come. Come. Listen to me. There are three people God wants to touch. Sweetheart, you're going to declare that in the name of Jesus, all right? Let the Holy Spirit touch those who He wants to touch.
To hear these two aunties, Father, I pray any demon. Father, I pray any demon inside them. Father, I pray you are going to bang it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray this demon is going to come out, right?
See, there are three people. The power of God will touch you as this girl prays. It's not about her. I'm teaching you something.
Father, I pray.
Just go ahead and speak.
In Jesus' name, Father, I pray the demon is going to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are going to cover us in the blood of Jesus. Father, any demon, Father, any devil standing against us, Father, you are going to send, you are going to bang it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are going to bow our Father. Father, I pray that you forgive. Father, I pray you forgive us our sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, no one will sins against you. Father, you are going to forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the demon is not us. Father, I pray you are going to come in and back it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are going to cover us in the blood of Jesus. Father, you are going to heal that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do you realize the Lord just changed our message this night? And this sign, the Bible says handkerchief. Handkerchief. Watch this. Everybody watch this. Please look at this. Everybody watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Just watch this. What is in a handkerchief? What is in a handkerchief? Bring that other lady. Bring this other lady. A handkerchief. No faith. What is in a handkerchief? Please bring the last lady. Look up. What is in a handkerchief? What did the demons see? What happened to them in the realm of the spirit? This was a handkerchief that the protocol brought. It was not even my own. If a handkerchief can be a conductor of glory, of grace, and of power, somebody help me with your veil. Somebody who does not know me, help me with your veil. Who is a... Which department? Welfare. Anybody in welfare? Welfare. Come. You believe you are anointed? Welfare. Go and lay this material. We didn't negotiate this. Go and lay it on this lady. She's not even seeing you. Just go and lay it on her. What happened? Now, listen. She did not even see her. What is happening in the spirit? This is what you must learn. Because the days that are coming will require that we have an accurate understanding of the operation of the spirit. This is what the Holy Ghost is making you become. This is what He's making you become. A sign and a wonder.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God.
Hallelujah. So let's follow what the Holy Ghost wants to do tonight. Mark. Talk on obedience another time. Please sit down. Mark 16. As you rise up from this place, you are free. You will receive amazing testimonies from your families. Verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach, declare, proclaim the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs. That becomes our new message tonight. These signs shall follow them. Who believe? In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is a school and the Holy Ghost is training us. We're supposed to become something by reason. You sat here last week. Come. Two of your names are Hausa names. Is that correct? I may be wrong. I don't know whether it's... Eh? Okay. You sat down close to Emmanuela last week. Because I'm seeing a Facebook picture of what the media snapped right now. And I'm seeing you sitting close to Ella last week. Please come and stand. God wants to do something in your life. Hallelujah. You believe that? You are standing on holy ground. I'm seeing a river coming out right now. The Lord will ignite you and begin a prophetic work in your life. So Lord, let it be according to your word. Breathe upon her. Set her on fire. By the power that is in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that the Lord will anoint you in a fresh way. That you will cause your eyes to be open again and again and again and again. For you will step into a new realm and a new experience of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. The Christian, listen, Christianity without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, without the power of the Holy Ghost, is a dead religion. Are you listening to me? Paul said, when I came to you, I did not come to you in the excellency of speech, but in the demonstration of power, that your faith will not sit upon the wisdom of men, but upon the power of God. Satan has vowed that he will not let you walk into your destiny. That he will not let you walk into the place of the anointing. And so when you get born again, please listen. The Holy Ghost comes into your life. The Holy Ghost does not bring eternal life. He is eternal life. Are you listening to me? And then you begin a walk with the Spirit. He begins to renew your mind. What is the renewal of the mind? Bringing your will, your emotions, your intellect into conformity. Conformity. So that they are not at variance with the patterns of the Spirit. Are you following me now? And as you begin to comply, you see, it's one thing to be born again, but you can choose whether or not you will continue the journey. Are you listening to me? There are several believers who have stopped at the gates of salvation. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle was made of three subdivisions. The first was called the outer court. Hallelujah. The outer court, you met certain things when you entered. You would meet the brazen altar. Hallelujah. And then you will meet the laver for washing your hands. It's a sign of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. But you can choose to stand outside. You didn't need to be pure or clean to come in. You just needed to come in. Are you listening to me? But then there was the inner court. And when you enter the inner court, the rules change. Are you listening to me? Because as soon as you enter the inner court, then you will find 7 candlesticks, which represent the perfect ministry of the Holy Ghost. According to Isaiah 11, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then you have the table of shewbread that represents the manifestation of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Then when you step in into the most holy place, in that place there was no light. The literal Shekinah of the Lord was the light in that place. And that one was not free. You had to be qualified to step in. Listen, there is a level of your walk with God that the things you receive from God are just a gift. But there are certain contentions of rest in the spirit that is a reward. The Bible says, come unto me all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. But then in the book of Hebrews, the Bible begins to speak that there remaineth another rest for the people of God. He said, let us therefore labor to enter that rest. That one is not free. The manifestation of God's grace switches from being favor into enabling grace. The ability to stand until you enter. Are you learning something tonight? Holy Spirit, please let us see. I really wanted to teach on something. Lord, would you allow us just to... Alright, let's see how we'll connect it. John chapter 1. I don't want to keep us long here, wherever we stop. John chapter 1. Please change the message again. The Living Logos. That's a new message for this night. John 1 verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's read together. John 1 verse 1. 1 to read. In the beginning was the Word. And the Bible says, and the Word was with God. And that Word was God. Praise God. I'm going to be showing you tonight that the Word of God is the secret of walking in grace and glory. The Word of God is the secret. But it's not what many people have been taught to be word, because that thing they call word, I will show you from tonight's teaching, that is just religious nonsense that has no ability to transform people. Are you listening to me? Now, the Greek word that was translated word there, please write, Bible studies, is logos. L-O-G-O-S. Logos. We're going to be examining what is the Word of God. Because I know many of you are confused right now by what happened here. The Bible says he casted out the devils with what? His word. But then a handkerchief that does not speak comes upon someone. So did the demon hear a voice in the spirit? Did the demon see Jesus? Did the demon enter heaven? Did he see fire? What happened? That handkerchiefs and aprons were brought out from the bodies of the apostles. The living logos. Hallelujah. Now, logos talks about two things. Let me visit my notes now. Number one. Logos means a thought or a concept. Please write. That's the first definition. A thought. You think about something. a thought or a concept. And the second definition is the expression or the utterance, verbalizing that thought. The expression. So logos talks about a thought, something that is in your mind. You are thinking about it, your ideology. And then it also refers, on the other hand, to an expression of that ideology, so that it finds expression. Please follow me. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, in the beginning was the logos. And that thought, that concept, that ideology, that mindset was locked up in the heart of God. And according to scripture, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And so the Bible says that thought was as good as God. In other words, when you begin to interact with that thought, it makes you become like the person. How do I express it? If you have a way of reading and knowing my thoughts, then you can behave like me so well that people will think I'm the one. Are you listening to me? So when the Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, that means as God sits down, there is a mindset that he has. There is a way he's thinking. Are you listening to me now? And holy men, listen to me, inspired by the Holy Ghost, who is the only one who has the ability to search the mind of God, wrote down these thoughts or the concept. It means the principles and the mindset. Please follow me. The word of God is not just Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. I know I'm going to shake a little religion here now. Let it go. Praise God. When we talk about the word of God, the logos of God, we're not just talking about a book that contains information about God. We're talking about the mindset, the principles of God. Are you listening to me? And so, when you begin to study the Bible, what you first encounter is a particular mindset. There is a way God responded. There is a way he dealt with people. There is a way he manifested. Are you listening to me? And as you begin to interact with his thoughts, an impartation comes upon you, so that you now begin to frame your mind according to the mind of God. At that point, you do not just have the word, you are becoming the word. Are you listening to me? Because the Bible tells me that the Lord is alert and active, Jeremiah 1:12, watching over his word to perform it. But then the Bible says, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the word. I need you to get this. This is a big secret. Just follow me. So the logos of God refers to his thoughts, his mindset, his ideologies, his ways of doing things, the way God reasons. His ultimate purpose is to bring many sons into glory. And so to do that, he begins to train you to think like him. Hallelujah. When you go to Shika, even if everybody in Shika wears short knicker, you'll be able to know who is a doctor, because there is a mindset. Are you listening to me? If someone collapses here, all we know is prayer. We're getting into prayer straight. But the doctor has been given a mindset. Are you listening to me? The medical practice has a mindset. Now, when the doctor comes into that system, what happens? certain lecturers begin to give that student a mindset. Are you listening to me? The first thing is they let the student know that you should respect cadavers, because they will give you opportunity to learn. And then while you are running away from dead bodies, the doctor knows that this is his friend for the remaining 6 years. Are you following me now? I'm not a medical student, so whatever I say, just accept it. Don't take the message to your classroom. Take it for your spiritual life. Are you listening to me? That's a mindset. So someone who used to be afraid of blood and dead bodies come to a point where it becomes a normal thing. If we bring a dead body here, many of you will wait outside and say, I will pray from there, so that whatever happens, I can easily say I was not there. Hallelujah. And then they teach them how to hold a syringe. As tiny as a syringe is, doctors can come to a point where you see somebody's hand who is twice as big as me. He will hold a little syringe and he will enjoy you with it. I mean, he just puts it, he knows where he will find and he won't kill you with it. If you give me a syringe now to give you an injection, I will tell you, let's do it during miracle service. But the doctor, listen please, are you following me now? So he's reading it from his textbook, but it's becoming part of him. Are you getting me? The goal is not for him to be a good crammer. The goal is that one day he will become an expression of that textbook. Are you following me please? The living logos. So God's ultimate goal is not that one day you are able to recite scripture, but that the word of God that you are interacting with, you become the manifestation of it. Are you following me now? So the word of God is God, and any other thing that can have the thoughts of God. Are you listening to me? The mindset, the principles of God. So you begin to study from scripture that every time God wants to bless a man, God demands a sacrifice from that man. And so you look and you say, wow. And then, God, you want to change the story of my family. So God says, all right, I'm demanding a seed from you, or I'm demanding an act of sacrifice. Because you have interacted with the word of God, your spirit will not resist his dealings. Are you listening to me? And you can step in and act, and then you get the results. So the first revelation of God's word, I need you to get this. Because a lot of people pride themselves. Now, it's good for us to be good Bible students. A lady sent me a text that she wanted to recite some verses. When I saw the number of verses, I said, can I recite this myself? I said, that's interesting. So we'll give her an opportunity to do that next week. It's wonderful. Charles Finney Dix knew the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. Off heart. Yeah, off heart. Praise God. But he never held the kind of Benihim crusade. Now that's not to mock him. His Dix Bible has blessed us. But I'm telling you that it must translate beyond this. This is why you stand and look at a demon possessed person, and your memory just goes to a scripture, and you look and say, in the name of Jesus. So if it was written in your language, you'll probably speak your language. And now, what moves the demon is not I-N-T-H-E. Are you listening to me now? N-A-M-E-J-E-S-U-S. No. Because there are people who don't pronounce Jesus in English and demons still go out. Correct? We need to understand this, because see, when the apostles walked, I hope you know that there was no Bible as we know like this. There were only the scrolls, the law, and the prophets. And it was not given for public consumption. It was kept in the temple. Luke chapter 4, the Bible says when Jesus came to read, it was given to him. I follow me now. And after he read it, he returned it back. You don't have it this way. So, I have a question. What did the apostles call their word of God? Because what we read today that we call the word of God was their experience that has been recorded. So in their days, when they said the word of God is quick and powerful, what were they saying? Because they didn't quote scriptures as fluent as we. They only had the Old Testament. The only time they quoted scripture was when they were explaining truths, either to the Jerusalem Council, and there was no reference of quoting scripture near, I may be wrong, any demon possessed man. But we polish our English and speak NIV, and we move to New Living Translation. I adjure you by the ability of him who is seated, go out, and the demon looks at you. What are you saying? The word of God is not the grammar of God. Are you listening to me? The word of God is not the eloquence of God. It's not the oratory of God. It's the thought, the mindset of God. So, listen to me. The mind of God concerning Pastor Alpha is that Pastor Alpha walks in the full knowledge of the Lord and the blessing of God. And if any demon comes and is impeding that movement, what happens? I know the mind of God concerning this person. And so, I'm not just speaking verses. I am enforcing the mind of God. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Alright? To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination, and bringing every high thing that exalts itself above. What was the scripture? I can't remember what. Where am I? Genesis. The weapons of our warfare are not. I quote scriptures from my spirit. I told you this already. Some of you don't know where it is. Somebody said, James, I just go. I said, thank God. Read your Bible. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the what? Pulling down of strongholds. Then he said, casting down every yetzer, imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. He said, bringing every other thought, every other word, every other pronouncement. That means Satan has his words too. He has his thoughts. He has his version of the Logos. Are you listening to me? And so he tries to bring it above Christ. So when you stand with God's word, one of the ministry of that word is you suppress the mindset and the expectation of Satan over some. Are you getting me, please? It says, if Logos is thoughts, that means it's the thoughts of a man. Satan has his own thoughts. Man himself has his own thoughts. Is that correct? That's why the Bible says there are many voices. So, when you come to the point where Philippians 2 verse 5 becomes a reality, it says, let this mind. In other words, there are many minds. There are many kinds of, permit me to use the word, logoses. But he said, let this mind. There are many books that have been written. Many people read different books. Are you listening? Almost every religion has a book. That is their logos. Are you following me now? Once you read the book, it gives you the mindset of the person who the book is about. Is that correct? When we're in secondary school, there's this physics textbook called PNOKK. If you didn't cheat during your SSC, let me see if you read that book. Hallelujah. Even if you cheated, yeah, God has forgiven you. See the number of people that said amen. Hallelujah. Now, listen. There are certain students who read that book so much that if you are giving them a definition, they will tell you the page number. Have you seen people like that? They say, Abba, I know it. There is even another one. Check the summary. There is one statement you missed. And then, this is, listen. Don't just get excited for nothing. I'm communicating something to you. They are interacting with the thought of that professor. Correct? To the degree to which they sufficiently stay there, they will begin to use his kind of mindset to analyze. Have you seen people that analyze things like that? My physics teacher in secondary school was a very interesting man. He was so into physics to the point that when the assembly is going on and we have a test, once it's 7 o'clock, he just leaves us and enters the lab. He writes his question, sits down in the class and says, start. And he's excited to the point that he will use this Winston bridge and try to play guitar and just be dancing. There's nobody writing the test. Will come late once it's exactly time you say submit your papers, even if there's nobody in the class. The last person who, that's how he believed and he was convinced. I don't know what he read. So, God has a thought, a mindset. Alright? Holy men, listen to me. Holy men decided to write this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, God's ultimate desire for you is not to be able to quote Galatians what? 2:20, but for you to become an expression of it. You get me? Because if you can quote it and you are not an expression of it, then there are many unbelievers who attended mission schools and attended and did Bible quiz. There are many people who have demons inside them and they were part of the delegates that were sent to represent states in Bible club. They quoted the scripture that would have brought the devil out and they got award. Are you listening to me? So, the logos is not just the grammar, but understanding that there is a mindset that you are supposed to get. Are you listening to me now? So let this mind be in you. Permit yourself to come into oneness and conformity. God has a mindset. There is a way he's thinking. When God looks at a sick person, there is a way he thinks. When God looks like at an oppressed family, there is a way he thinks. Are you following me now? When you begin to interact with the world, when you look at a sick person, you will think just the way he would have thought. So he can freely respond through you the way he would have responded if you were there. The degree to which you come into that alignment is the degree to which we say you have the mind of Christ. Please, are you listening to me? Put that as equation one. Let's go to the next subject of discussion. The utterance. This is the one that is very important. The utterance. Logos as the expression. Watch this. If I have a picture of a particular cloth, you can't know it. It's only me that has it. Is that correct? But if I tell you, bring me a biro, bring me a paper, and I draw, what happens? I have given that thought expression. Is that correct? Or if I look at you and I say, I want to eat pounded yam, what happens? I've given my thought an expression. If you are eating pounded yam and I want to eat, I can nurse it as a thought. And I can swallow one cup of saliva and be looking at you and wishing that my thought will find expression. Correct? If by any reason I summon courage and I say, please, before you finish this food, is there any possibility of joining you? What have I done? I have given my thought expression. Whether by speaking, by drawing, by molding, artists give their thoughts expression. Do we have people in the department of arts here, please? Nobody. are. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? And so someone sits down and begins to have a thought in his heart. He wants to write a song and he begins to utter it. Then he writes it. Then later on, there is a way he wants to put it. Then another inspiration comes. Heaven, heaven on earth. What is happening? His thoughts are coming alive because he's giving it expression. The beauty of any thought is that it be made known. Are you following me now, please? So, when he finishes everything and he sits down, he finds satisfaction. And then if worship team starts singing, oh, heaven, heaven on earth, Now, the person's thought is that, I will write a song that reflects heaven. Are you listening to me? So that when the listeners get to hear the song, they will see a combination of skill and they will know God more. This is his thought. Correct? Now he began to find ways of giving that thought expression. And he decided to use music as the vehicle to express that thought. Are you listening to me now? So the satisfaction of the writer of this song is that when you are singing it, the effect he predicted that should happen to you is happening. Are you listening to me? The moment you are singing, I say, something's moving, something's changing, sees glory, feels like heaven on earth. The moment you see people getting up and they are really moving, I mean, things are changing, you see people dancing. The person who wrote that says, see my thought in action. They have become my thought in action. It first started from me, but it has translated and entered them. Lord, help us this night. Is somebody getting this? You can get the tape and listen again. But I'm showing you a very powerful revelation. So, the goal of God is not that you look at him and say, oh, Micah Stampley, great job. You will forever give him the credit. Alright? But the worship team can learn this song and go and sing it in Ibadan. Exactly. Even with his voice. Heaven, it has now become their thoughts. Are you listening? Are you following me now, please? Heaven and in Ibadan, they see people jump the same way. Something's moving, something's changing. Are you seeing now? It started from the thoughts of a man. He found a way to give that thought expression. Why? So that people can see what he's thinking. Please, are you listening to me? Now, they interact with that thought so much that it now becomes their own thought. And they run with it and reproduce the result that he desires. If you are confused, then you are following me properly. I'm joking. It's not our job to confuse you. Hallelujah. So, the Bible says, listen, in the beginning was the Word. Wherever that is, the realm of the Spirit. We cannot relate to that statement. Correct? And the Word was with God. And that Word was God. And then the Bible says, He was with God in the beginning. And what happened? The Bible says, the Logos of God. Through the agency of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost turned his thoughts into a cell and planted that thought to grow in a woman. To the end that a figure, he would have used a donkey. He would have used music. Are you listening to me? But he chose to use a man. Why? Because his utmost desire was to redeem men. Are you listening to me? So, Jesus appears as what? The Bible says, the Word, what was in the heart of God, now became flesh. And then it dwelt. It was manifest. When everybody, prior to that time, except a few people. Nobody could predict how God would respond in a particular situation. But then Jesus comes into the scene. The Bible says full of grace and truth. So God thinks grace and truth. That's what is in his heart. Are you following me now? Jesus walks to the sick person. Something's moving. Something's changing. See his glory. Watch this. Now he's standing. And he says, the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. This was all the thought of God. How can I forgive? And he says, Jesus, express what I am thinking. And Jesus says, this is what my Father is thinking right now. And the Father said, you are accurate. Indeed, you are a manifestation of my thoughts. Are you listening to me? So, while Jesus was walking, the Holy Ghost keeps searching the mind of God and keeps revealing to Jesus. Are you listening to me? He trained the mindset of Jesus Christ so that when he came and there was no fish, the Father will be thinking in his heart, all right, tell them to cast their net. And Jesus gave it expression. He said, now cast your net. Why? I am the Logos of the Father. The living Logos. So Jesus walked in such alignment to the Father. When he got to Bethesda, he saw a man. He said, for how long have you been here? And the man said, 38 years. And then the Holy Ghost started moving. And the Father said, I want to use that man as an example. So, tell him to rise up and take up his bed. And then the Logos finds expression. Accurately. And then when Jesus was at Gethsemane, listen to me. For the first time, Jesus was tempted to disalign and not become the Logos in reality. He said, Father, I have expressed your thought with so much accuracy. But as a man right now, there is so much pain. Is there any possibility of you just keep thinking what you are thinking? But can you not follow another route? But he remembered, I'm Logos. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Kappa kappa to supatai. Are you listening to me? The expression. So, the word of God gives the mind. So, if I take a handkerchief, please listen. If I take a handkerchief and I lay my hands upon it and I drop it upon something, I permitted this handkerchief, based on the authority I have over it as a man, are you listening to me? To align with what the Father would want to do. And so the same way demons would have rest, whether it's my hand, my leg, my shoe, my handkerchief, the exact same way the word of God, the apostles will say, is the word that casted out that devil. Are you listening to me? And so Jesus is about to go. And he says, I will not leave you comfortless. Hold on. Something is about to come. The same Holy Ghost that made Jesus Logos, living, active, now comes upon the believer and says, trust me, I can make you like Jesus. Just trust me. Then he begins to lead you through experiences. Are you seeing the harmony of the written principles of God and the word? The Holy Ghost does not come to contradict the word. He comes to give it expression in your life. I have found my servant David and I have anointed him. And the Holy Ghost will say, I did that to David. Let me do it to you. And he says, lead me to the path. And he begins to lead you the same way he led Jesus Christ. Then one day, he will now tell you, tell that guy on the wheelchair, stand up. You say, me? Say, you are already becoming the manifestation of the word. Come. Something's moving. Something's changing. See his glory. The living Logos. That's why we say, God. Suddenly, this guy is shocked and saying, me? Are you following me now? He's becoming. He's not just full of the word. He's becoming a manifestation of that logos. So you become a true kingdom citizen to the degree to which you are able to align with the mind of Christ. This is why the Holy Ghost is priceless. Are you listening to me? Because there are certain details you may not find exactly in the Bible. So you are lost as to what God would want you to do. Then the Holy Ghost tells you, I can continue that ministry. For instance, there is nowhere that is written that E and I in the Bible should have 21 days prayer and fasting. So the Holy Ghost searches the mind of God and says, at this point, this is what God wants. And the degree to which you are cooperating with the word, you say, let it be on earth as it is. You see the prayer of Jesus. He said, when you pray, tell the Father that let it be done in the earth exactly as it's in the heavens. So when you become a Christian, you don't just get any job the way you want. It's not just the salary. You go back. You see where prayer becomes serious. Because we pray not just to receive breakthrough. We pray first and foremost because we want to walk in the accurate thought of God for that moment. So you are praying. And then a job comes, 150,000. But then you search. And God says, that's a nice job. But it's not consistent with what I'm doing. And you tell them, well, this is a nice job, but I'm walking with the word. Are you listening to me? So when you say the word works, change it from W-O-R-K to W-A-L-K. The word works. The word works. That's why there is a performance. It can follow us from our room and come to Koinonia and perform wonders. It can follow us to Mina, perform wonders. Follow us everywhere, perform wonders. Are you listening to me? Now, the Holy Ghost does not come into your life to tell you choose the Bible or choose me. This is what I want to balance. Are you listening to me? Because there are many believers who believe that all there is walking with the Holy Ghost, and they throw away the Bible. Have you seen people like that? You don't read the Bible, you don't do anything. When you are hearing the Holy Ghost talking to you, and when you are reading the principles of God's word, it's exactly the same thing. You see that? Because both Jesus and the Holy Ghost are helping you conform to the Father's intent. So whether the word be written, whether the word be spoken, the most important thing is that that logos finds expression. Are you listening to me? So for you, you may not hear the Holy Ghost saying, leave that job. But a scripture can come into your spirit. And then you open the Bible and see that David departed from so place. And for you, that becomes a revelation of the thoughts of God for you. Are you listening to me? So when you say the ministry of the word and the spirit, many of you just think, okay, the ministry of the Bible, which on its own can bless me, then the Holy Ghost different can bless me. No, there is a harmonious walking. The Holy Ghost comes to amplify the word to the end that they together, written and spoken, will guide you to be a manifestation of the thoughts of Christ. Are you listening to me? If God or if Jesus Christ is the Logos, and the Bible says as He is, so are we. That means God's goal is that we also become a manifestation of that Logos. This is the secret of walking in power. So not only have you crammed scripture, you are conscious of the fact that the Father is always thinking. What is He doing? So on Friday, what is God thinking for Koinonia? A miracle service. So in the place of prayer, while I'm praying, I'm allowing the Holy Ghost to scan through. And God will tell me, I'll be focusing on healing cancer. I'll be focusing on healing HIV. Are you getting that now? That's the reason why you can tell a demon, go. Is there a scripture like that? Not necessarily. Aside from, I'm not... There is no chapter of the Bible called go, but the demon will leave because the thought of God for that man came to bear. So if a handkerchief can accomplish that, the result will be the same. You get my point? God needed to stop Balaam, hear me, from going to go and curse the nation of Israel. What happened? Every human agent there was not in alignment. And God said, I have to move through a donkey. Logos. Suddenly the donkey spoke to the prophet. Come, question. So is there a possibility that if men will not praise him, he will use another medium? He will raise up stones. You get me now? He said, look, there are many mediums I can use to express my thought. And if you men are not ready to praise me, it is within my power to raise up stones and create a capacity in them to respond to my thoughts. Something's moving. See his glory. Listen to me. God had a thought about the way the sun will rise and set. And what happened? He used his word to speak his thought. And from that day till today, the galaxy has been obeying his word. Now, Satan enters the cosmos and is trying to change the thoughts of God into his thoughts. You see that? That's what is causing the cataclysmic things and the rest. Satan is trying to impose, and the Bible says, bringing every other thought. So when you pray, there are many thoughts that are tempting to make you act like them. When someone is possessed with a devil, what happens? A spirit uses him as a medium. So he can use a cat in the night. It can use an owl. Just anything. Are you listening to me? The most important thing is to find a medium. So the native doctor in your village becomes the manifestation of that demonic word. And she comes out and holds a stick. And like the living logos, she says, let there be death in this land. Because she is a medium communicating the thought of Satan. What happens? Things begin to change. So when a son of light steps into the territory, God says, hallelujah, finally I've gotten somebody who can communicate my thought. Then what happened? Satan deceives the person to start looking for money. And God is saying, what is all this? I spent all the time to bring you so that you can come in. You see how many men are disappointing God? And suddenly, this man wants to be an expression of God's thought. Then one woman comes to carry him. Now the guy is disaligned. God is there, he's here. God says, turn right. He said, God says, squat down. Now, he's so disaligned. That's the state of the current church in Nigeria. There is so much disalignment. That oneness, we are not a perfect expression of the thoughts of God. Are you listening to me? So we have many prophets, but nobody can tell us the future of Boko Haram. Nobody can tell us what is happening in the country. Nobody can give us inspiration and direction, but we can prophesy your pocket. That's the degree to which when it gets to finances, we align quickly to the Holy Ghost, and then he communicates that. We have refused to allow him to prune us and deal with us so that we come into a point where we become territorial influences. But as many who will allow themselves, you see that, and subject yourself through prayer, through the disciplines of the Spirit, you come into alignment. So you study the Word of God to gain understanding of his principles. See the Word of God from today like a textbook. Are you listening to me? Your physics textbook makes you a physicist. Your chemistry textbook makes you what? A chemist. The Word of God makes you what? The manifestation of the living logos. So the Word of God is the textbook. Newspapers cannot make you become the manifestation of the Word. Are you listening to me? So I cherish my Bible because in it is the capacity to cause me in partnership with the Holy Ghost to come to a point where I become the manifestation of the Word of God. So I can be walking on the street and suddenly a demon sees me there and starts moving back. What did the demon see? A degree of alignment. And God designed it in such a way that every time you align, he releases the anointing. Every time you align, he releases the anointing. The anointing he gives you is a testimony. I mean genuine anointing. Are you listening to me? Not stage managed anointing. So he releases the anointing. And then you can stand. You leaned on this place. What happened? A substance of the power of the word of God leaned here. Are you listening to me? And the Bible says when that river flows, anything that was dead comes alive. Now you take your hands and walk away. Someone comes possessed with a devil. The word of God touched this place. So any other thing that touches, the word of God doesn't care who. It has a job. Bring it to the obedience of Christ. This guy touches this table and starts shouting. Why? Because the word of God cannot return until it's sent. Sent does not mean spoken. Sent means somebody moved it from one location to the other. So you move the manifestation of that word. Are you listening to me? You laid your hands here. The word of God touched this place. See, if you have this revelation, then you will know that first you are a carrier of the word. Second, you are in a journey to become the manifestation of that word. It is only at that time. So when I'm ministering to this guy, listen to me. I just stand. And in 1 minute I see that, Lord, you want to touch someone. And you are seeking a vessel. Find one in me. So the hands of Jesus. As my hands are coming to him, I'm seeing it. The Father from his throne. Suddenly, you touch someone. Are you listening to me? And then you find him fall under the anointing. The same person will hug and jump on your back and nothing will happen to him. Not necessarily because you have changed, but at that point, God is not trying to remove and cast anything. Are you listening to me? If you will get this, you will walk in a level of anointing. So, God can do without you. But now that he has chosen that you become an expression of him, will you be faithful? Are you listening to me? You step into your hostel and the devil is tormenting someone and the person says, God, can you help me? You just had that, didn't you? So what will you do about it? Because you are supposed to be the manifestation of the Logos. And Archbishop Benson Idahosa will say, Lord, you don't need to come down. I'm here. What a man. We write books about generals. They should come and write generals in Nigeria. Because men did things in this place. And he looks at a man whose face had been beaten. And he told the guy, lift your face to the heavens. The headquarters. He said, Lord, this guy was made in your image. If this is how your face looks like, then leave him like that. Suddenly a creative miracle happens. The word becoming flesh. So, when a man of God comes into a meeting, for those of you who don't honor vessels, and say the most important thing is God, let me tell you something. It is a difficult thing for God to find a vessel that can align. So a man steps into a building and changes the climate of that place because he entered with a depth of alignment to the Holy Ghost. And while he's standing, as he's speaking, he's communicating. There's how you hear certain preachings. You put your hand on your head. You don't even know what is pinching you. You can't tell. It's like fire. It's like hammer. Then you just stand up because you can't even sit down. It's as if they poured hot water on you. Then cold water. The word. Finding expression. Because sometimes you will see that the English that was spoken was simple and basic. You will try speaking the same thing, even if it's to repeat that thing, and you find out that you are not making any sense because it's not about the English. So you go to a crusade and you are speaking, and somebody who may not necessarily be spirit filled is interpreting it. Are you listening to me? And you say, cripples, stand up. And the guy says, he says, cripples should stand up. In Yoruba or in Igbo or in whatever language. And then the cripples just stand up. And they themselves are shocked. They are saying, this is a joke. No. The word of God found expression through a man. I have found my servant David. Question, how many people were on earth that God will be looking for a man? You see that when God is looking for a man, you get the concept of the man now. God is looking for an aligned vessel who will become an expression. Many times we just sing and say, oh, living logos, oh God. Can you begin to see yourself? I know some of you will think it's heresy. How can you say you are a manifestation of the word of God? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a prophet that calls himself an oracle. Prophets are real oracles. So, to what degree have you become a manifestation of the word of God? The degree to which you have embraced the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing that? The degree to which, if God were to come and preach by himself, the degree to which I have aligned to him, you can calculate it mathematically as the difference in error between what God would have done and what I would have done. Are you listening to me? When the degree is minimal, I have tried. When the degree is wide, Kai, I messed up. You see that? So a preacher begins to pray and says, oh Lord God, I pray that I will deliver your word with accuracy. What is he doing? He's opening himself to the Holy Ghost. And when he comes, the Holy Ghost says, I want to anoint people from Congo. Correct? And then you call out the people from Congo. Why not those who are staying here? Why not the ushers who swept this place? Because that is what the Father wants to do. And if it is God's mind, there will be a performance. You see that? A performance. Now listen. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not tell me to carry a handkerchief and put on this lady. Are you listening to me? But I put the handkerchief anyway. And what happened? There was a performance. So was that an expression of the word of God? Yes. Because the motif was not to display power. The motif was to bring you into perfect maturity, which is what the written word says is the ministry of the apostles and the prophets. So if I comply with that, if my demonstration is to achieve that goal, God says, son, you're on target. Go ahead. Are you listening to me? So your father married your mother, an unbeliever. So the issue of hearing God was out of the question, correct? Father and mother, they met in the beer parlor. And then it so happened that in the process of ordering the beer, they got married. Praise God. Now, listen, it looks like they have missed out on the will of God, but all hope is not lost. Because the written word can give them a mindset that can still permit the activity of the Holy Ghost to find expression. That's why the Bible says, is there hope for a tree though it be cut? So, a man of God who marries his wife and they say you married a witch and he lives as a stupid man. Because you need to understand that if you are a true man of God, bring her into alignment. So we have all kinds of prophets who are breaking homes and they call it the word of God. After having 6 children, they say, marry a second wife. This woman is a witch. She just, whether consciously or unconsciously, opened up herself to become a manifestation of what? So the woman, nobody is bad in themselves. Are you listening to me? So what happens is by the ministry of the power of God, you bring her and then teach her the word of God. Suddenly, after 5 years, the same witch suddenly stands to become an oracle of glory. Are you listening to me? If you understand that, you know that there is no hope for anybody. There's no hopeless situation for anybody. Your brother can take the last bottle of rock. As he's taking it because of your intercession, what happened? What are you doing? You are giving expression. Suddenly, while he's trying to acclimatize to his stupor, he sees an angel. And he says, look at what you are doing to the temple of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly there is an encounter. Your intercessory ministry gave room for the mind of Christ to find expression. Prayer ban, you now see that your prayer is useful, because every time you are praying, you are saying, Lord, what you want to do in ENI? Please, let Joshua Selman not be stubborn to disallow. Are you listening to me? So you are praying. You are praying. You are praying. So people will say prayer doesn't matter. Just speak the word. You see the nonsense they are saying? Because if you understand what the Bible says, you will know that speaking is one of the major tools to express the word, but that's not the only tool. If your lifestyle does not conform, you are still frustrating the word from finding expression. Praise God. God doesn't want you to have HIV. Your mouth is saying, I won't have HIV. But your legs lead you to a place you will have HIV. What happened? You are lying to another thought. Result? HIV. Is there hope? Of course, the miracle service. But until then, I'm saying you have aligned to something else. So you see that many preachers are aligning to different things. Somebody just comes and they are preaching all kinds of things on stage. And they say, I bring you a rhema from heaven. Hold on. Don't deceive us. We will know whether this word, because we also have the Spirit of God who is searching the mind of God. So if what you are speaking is the mind of God, deep will call on to deep. There will, are you listening to me? There will, have you seen people preach some messages and you are not mocking them, but you know that this is not what God signed out for delivery today. This guy carried his old wine from wherever and he's on his own. He may cry, he may sweat. Give me another handkerchief. It doesn't matter. To what degree? I'm teaching you to discern spiritual things. So when somebody comes to your house and tells your father, I'm a prophet, wonderful. The word of God is here to confirm your prophecy. 5 days ago, you were at the bank and you withdrew some money. It's at the back of your room. True. But the word of God is searching both the spirit and then the soul where flesh is hidden. The word of God does not just stop in the spirit. It's a discerner of the bones. And so he's searching his spiritual intent, his soulical intent, and his bodily intent. And at a point you find out that from the spirit this is correct. You receive correctly. But in the realm of your soul there is a blockage. This is not true. You are a genuine prophet, oh, but this word you gave me, I don't receive it. Please, are you learning something? The living logos. So you become the manifestation of God's word. Listen, Peter knew this. He says, such as I have. At what point did he know he had it? Listen. Where's that handkerchief? I've thrown it away. We are going to pray shortly. Watch this. Do I have this? Do I have a handkerchief? Please follow me. Do I have a handkerchief? Am I trying to guess whether or not I have it? Now, if you ask me, please give me a handkerchief. I say, well, I don't sell handkerchiefs. But such. I know I have something. If I say I don't have it, I'm lying. I know I have something. I have something he gave me by grace. That's what I was trying to achieve when I called that little girl to tell her, sweetheart, you have something. When Tolu laid hands, now you have something. When the devil wants to abort your destiny, what do you say? Satan, I have something. When someone looks at you and say you are nobody, you say, come on, do you know what you are saying? Nobody. When I am already in progress becoming a manifestation of the word, such as I have. You can step home and they say, bless, we're in trouble. You say, no, that language is not in this territory. At least I am here. Relax. Such as I have. Let us know what God wants concerning this. Then you go and lock yourself. They say, why are you praying? You say, I'm praying because I want to connect with the headquarters. I need to find out what the mind of God is. While you are praying, God gives you a note of confidence. He says, relax. And you come out and tell your father, he told me relax. And so you begin to create the conditions that can make them relax. And tell all the people that say, hey, say you can have a nice day. Please close the gate. God has told us relax. I am acting as the living logos. Christians, listen to me. If all we have to do in our life is to quote and just talk it, we'll soon stand up and confess the word. But your confession must come from a revelation. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. You see why some people's prayer life, although they are generating energy, there is not power. Because they don't even know what they are doing. They are praying because they just want to afflict themselves and console themselves that they are being spiritual. Praise God. I'm the manifestation of the word of God. I believe this. If I tell you you are blessed, I tell you you are blessed. If I open my mouth, I give his thoughts opportunity to find expression. If I lay my hands upon you and say you are blessed, you are blessed. Why? Because he told me I will be a blessing. So the Holy Ghost must not give me a rhema to prophesy to you. I can tell you based on the knowledge of his principles as written in scripture. Are you listening to me? The Holy Ghost did not tell us necessarily. Are you listening to me? To raise an offering today. We understand that every time it's time to publicize God's work and to do the things of the kingdom, we afford people an opportunity to sow. And so based on that knowledge of the written principle, so both the logos of God as his written thoughts, his impressions, are you following me now? Scripture and the logos of God as his revealed utterance together can make you be like Christ. Do you understand now? So your Bible study life becomes richer. Every time you are reading the Bible, hear a voice. God is speaking to me. So that you finish and say, I had a word from God. And people say, tell us the dream. You say, no, Bible study. They say, we are looking for a dream. Because they do not know what the word of God is. So somebody can look and say, Ie Adeboye can say, there's somebody here. And my father said I should tell you it will be well with you. Even if God did not say it, the Spirit, I don't need to hear God, listen, I don't need to hear God to save a sinner. Correct? Why? Because the written principles of God tells me that this is desire that no man will perish. So at that point, God does not tell you that. If he doesn't want you to do it for any unique reason, he tells you stop. Just leave the person for an appointed time. But until then, I will walk with the manifestation of God's word. Do you believe this, please? So God does not tell you the lady to marry, and you stand up and walk in obedience with God's word, and you get a wife and you marry. Let no prophet talk nonsense to you. The logos of God found expression in your life. Are you listening to me, please? This is why every time you hear us say, Holy Spirit, we revere you. It's because sometimes we cannot find exactly the revealed will of God for today as written in scripture. So it must come as what? A manifestation of that thought in the utterance of the Spirit. So when God gives us visions, when he gives us his words, he's only trying to get himself into the scene using human agents who will permit him. Praise God. Two prayer points tonight. First, we are going to say, Lord, grant me grace to take your word and the ministry of your Holy Spirit seriously. Second, Lord, I offer myself to come into a level of alignment that everything you want in the heavens, it will be done in the earth through me. Rise up on your feet. Never forget this teaching. It will bring you to the place of the anointing. When you are laying hands on people, don't think about yourself. Think about God flowing through you. When you are speaking a word of blessing, the word walks. W-A-L-K. The word walks. The word talks. So I'm a blessing. Go ahead and pray. Say, Lord, I take your thoughts as contained in the Bible seriously. And I take the ministry of your Spirit. Let there be a generation of men who will walk in signs and wonders. I tell you it will work in every area of your life. Lord, I take your word seriously. The next time you study scripture, you're not just trying to feel spiritual. You want to get the mindset of the Father. The next time you go to pray, among other things, you want to download the mind of Christ. Now lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, I yield my spirit, my soul, every faculty in my body. Let it become an agency, a medium through which your word will find expression in healing the sick, in blessing lives, in shifting climates, changing territories. Based on that, you can begin to prophesy. I am the word of God manifest. No baby can die in my womb. In the name of Jesus, I am the word of God manifest. I am the word of God manifest to bless the world. Come on, pray. I'm not a nobody. I have something. I have something. I have an anointing. I have an ability to cooperate with heaven and let its will be done. Pray. Say, Lord, I align. Let me become a manifestation. A manifestation. A manifestation. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. Hear me. Escos, our retreat has started. So, this revelation of the word of God made manifest becomes the basis for character development. Are you listening to me? So, every time you are going to do what is not right, what happens? There is a revelation, a buffer. There is a buffer in your mind that brings you back and says, remember, God is depending on you. Say, God is depending on me. It's not heresy. Say it. Yes. He can use stones, but since he has chosen to use me, oh, such as I have, prophesy to yourself, I have something. We're rounding up. Please say it. I may not have cash in my pocket right now, but I have something. The creative power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing, I'm a blessing. Tell your classmates to rejoice. They are privileged to have you as their classmates. Tell your roommates to rejoice. They are privileged. Tell your family to rejoice. They are privileged to have you. Such as I have, I'm a blessing. Hallelujah. Prophesy. Such as I have, the grace to prosper. Such as I have, the wisdom of God. Such as I have, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Such as I have, the faith of God. I can never be discouraged. I can never fail. Prophesy. I have something. Hallelujah. When I pray in tongues, I hear the mind of the Spirit. I'm not stranded. The Holy Ghost speaks to me. I'm a blessing to my family. Souls are saved through me. When I talk, the word talks. When I walk, the word walks. When I stretch my hands, the word is stretching his hands. When I preach, the word is preaching. When I lay my hands, the word of God comes upon that person. Get this revelation, and you will walk in signs, and the Lord walking with them, confirming those who have become the word. with signs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. Jeremiah 1 verse 12. Hold on. You now understand? I am alert and active, watching over Joshua, my ward, to perform it. I'm watching over him to perform it. And the Lord walking with them, confirming the word. As they lay hands, he confirms. As they speak, he confirms. Because the Bible says God confirms the word of his message. So the word is not just Bible, it's you who is walking. He said, I am watching. Watching. Suddenly he sees Joshua Selman coming. He said, praise God. This demon-possessed person can leave. Holy Ghost begins to move. And then because I have aligned, suddenly I start sensing. The word wants to find expression. The word wants to find expression. And the Lord says, lift your hands. And finally, he finds a man. When I lift my hands, God says in his throne, yes, I have saved this person. And because I know, listen, that it's not just me. He has made me become like him. I give him back the glory. But then, you cannot deny the fact that it flowed through you. It's not pride. Are you listening to me? Don't just make it an object of boasting. And say, this, no. That's why I can tell you, lift up your hands. And you will lift up your hands and I'll begin to speak. And the power of God is falling. I experimented that with a little girl. You know why? Because her degree of alignment is greater than that of many of you. You see that? She's a little girl. There is not much that she knows. When you start praying for the sick, start with the small children. You accomplish results faster. Hallelujah. Such as you are. This is what we are training you to become. So listen, don't be in a situation and everybody say, hey, you too, you say, hey, God is saying, is there no man? Is there no man? 430 years, the Israelites were crying. God was saying, just one man. Just one. You see, listen, it is on this basis, God said, touch not my anointed. Because he said, you don't know how hard it took me to find one man. And get him to a point that he is aligning. You touch him, I rather a nation of unyielded people die than this one man die. Are you listening to me? That's why I told you some people cannot just die anyhow. Although God is mighty, some people have become so valuable. Are you such a person? It is on that basis you can say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. So when a demon looks at you and says, you see, this revelation I'm giving many of you, all these demons and devils that come to oppress people, don't drive them, invite them. And you will see what will happen. Revelation is a door in the spirit. When you catch it, the door of that realm is open up to you. And demons see you and know that you have changed. You came with a new light and they won't oppress you again. Satan has never made me not sleep. Since the days of BZ, when he was oppressing me, when I caught the light, that not only is God high up there, and I'm saying, hey, God, do something, no. Hey, oh, if you don't do something, no. Kabada katabaya, such as I have. He said, you are the light. Jesus said, I am the light. And he said, you are also the light. You are the light. Say, I am the light. I am the light. I'm not motivating you. This is true. So you go and meet, some of you need to go home and go and meet a project that has been, they've been trying to build for 10 years. And just enter and remember the word walks. W-A-L-K. The word just entered your uncompleted building. And you say in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I give you express permission to find expression that the hand of Zerubbabel that has begun this work, that same hand, suddenly the door opens up and blessings come. Next time you see a woman who has not taken in, what do? If you come as a man of God, you are on your own. Come as the manifestation of the word. Such as I have. Do you notice that herbalists are confident people? You never come and meet them. They say, Kai, this thing is hard, but we can do something. What is the next thing they do? They start consulting a higher power. They start singing and dancing. And while they are dancing, you are watching. They are dancing, but they are invoking something. You are just watching and say, this guy. But they are dancing. The moment they finish dancing, don't answer, wait. Suddenly, confidence has come because they've had something. And then they look at you. You are 30 years. Yes, sir. You have 3 children. Yes, sir. Their confidence came from what? A higher power. So if they have not had the mind of the oracle, they can't tell you anything. This is how we are. Are you listening to me? When you come and meet me, if God does not speak a rhema, I will use the wisdom in the word of God to guide you. Such as I have. This is my mindset. I have a very healthy esteem about myself based on this revelation. If there are 2 people who will be useful to Nigeria, I know it's me and somebody. This is not pride. I know it. Do you have that mindset? Father, tonight we thank you for teaching us about your word as your thoughts that has been written through the hands of holy men. And that by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the utterance of God, the visions of God are also the manifestations of His Word. That the Word of God is not just English, but anything that is able to grant His thought expression here in the earth. Lord, we choose to be manifestations of this Word. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. That from today, you will begin to go and work wonders in the name that is above every other name. Go and become the manifestation of the word of God. I'm telling you, believe in yourself. Go and dust those projects you've left, whether it be business, whether it be for your family, whether it be your dreams. That Satan, I deliver you from complex that comes from your background. In the name of Jesus, stop trying to do things to receive acceptance. You have the greatest acceptance. God accepted you and made you the manifestation. Say, I am a blessing. Say it from your heart. Now, just lay your hands on the shoulder of somebody next to you and bless the person. Go ahead. Please do it. If you know that you are the manifestation of the word, if you don't believe in what you are saying, keep quiet. Give the word expression. There's something the Father is thinking about your neighbor. Can you communicate it? Say it. You are not wrong. Rise up. Be a champion. You are a citizen of the kingdom. You will see the power of God through your life, through your own hands. Tell the person, I'm anointed and I bless you. I command your dying life to come alive. I command your dying business. It will happen through your own hands. You have something. Your words are not empty. Your words are not empty. There are arrows entering the spirit to shape the destiny of your neighbor. Say, I bless your business. Walk out of here with favor. I impart long life, prosperity, glory. I lay my hands upon you and I release you into visions, dreams, prophetic encounters. Lay your hands. I declare the angelic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me. Carry this spirit. If you shake my hands, even if I'm sleeping, your life will never be the same. I assure you. If I sit on a seat and you sit on that seat, something will. I'm not talking of manifestation. I'm talking of a door that will open. If you get this revelation, then we have increased the portal through which the word can find expression. Thy kingdom come, thy will that is resident in vessels be done. Listen. So, it is not about a man of God. You see the point? It is about channels through which God wants to find expression. Our job is to bring you to that position. So go back this week and begin to speak. Hitherto you have been speaking as a man of God or an apostle or a prophet. Before you speak, take 1 second. The word walks. W-A-L-K. The word walks. The manifestation of the word, Joshua Selman, has come into your house to visit you. You begin to thank God because God can find expression. Prophecies will come. Blessings will come. Utterances will come. Listen. Hear me. A ministry can become an expression of the word of God. You see that? Are you seeing that now? So as a ministry, we can say, Lord, we agree that we become portals, so that corporately we will always be a manifestation. So when anybody wants to find out what is God saying, they'll say, come for Koinonia. Not because we are marketing ourselves, that we agree to say, Lord, as a family of faith, we permit you that at every time these step in. Hallelujah. We have to stop. We're out of time. Many of you need to go back and think about this thing. You will see the supernatural power that will be released from this revelation. Go back home and look at your hands and say, I've been carrying a blessing around me and I've been looking for blessings. Go back and look at yourself in the mirror. Say, I've been trying to become like someone, whereas God has vested so much in me. The next time you go to pray, when your body says, I'm tired, tell the body, go and look for a way and enter your room and sleep. But for me, I need to be more alive. Your body says, I'm tired. Tell it, the best I can do is to give you pure water right now. I'm in business trying to find out what heaven is. So your praying and fasting doesn't become an act of religion to pride yourself and say 30 days fasting. There are people who have fasted for 100 days and they came out worse than they were before they entered. Because they entered as, we gather it as religious crowns. But when someone fasts, is this not the fast that I have declared? Then shall your light, which is the word, break forth, find expression. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, please listen. Mr. Gajordan here, I don't know if you came with it. The book we are going to be reading is The Final Quest. Please, everybody, buy it and read it. The Final Quest. Hallelujah. This is a training camp. The Final Quest by Rejoiner. I think some copies are available. Buy it now. Sit with this book. I read this book in 2006. Manifestation of the word. Hallelujah. We receive another round of criticism for telling people that they are the word. But I'm telling you, this is a revelation that will set you above. We have taught about alignment and submission to the governing authority of Christ. So you
believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 0034-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.